Good evening. It's the Little Saigon Report on January the 22nd, 2019. And hopefully, you'll get a kind of a happier perspective from this one. I have a few topics to discuss tonight. The first is the news article I read about eels in the Thames River in London that are addicted to cocaine. Yes, they have eels in the Thames River in London, England, addicted to cocaine. There is so much cocaine flowing from the financial district that the eels are now addicted. And they're starting to rob tourists. It's pretty terrible. Of course, there's nothing more frightening than an eel that is squirming and swarming. Squirming through the night, looking for a hit of cocaine. You can see the eels rise up to the shoreline. Those eels are searching for food, but more importantly, they're searching for cocaine. They can sense that the high-profile bankers are filled with cocaine in their adipose fat tissue. And so they begin to develop the ability to find the London bankers, the City of London bankers, and seek them out for their flesh filled with cocaine. And it's pretty terrible. The eels will begin to adapt at an incredible evolutionary rate. They will begin to, they will begin to look more like snakes with legs. They will go through rapid evolution because of the cocaine and all the benzos and all the other crap in the Thames River. And as they feed on the flesh of the bankers of the City of London, they only desire more flesh. And this becomes monstrous. It becomes so monstrous that the City of London has to erect a giant barricade to keep out the mutant eels from the Thames River. If you don't believe me about eels addicted to cocaine, why don't you go and search it, you fuck? And so, yeah, you can go ahead and look and search. It was on Drudge the other day. Eels, those fish, those slimy fish, are addicted to cocaine. The next recent topic in the news, the Chinese admit that they have genetically edited, they have babies that were born with DNA that's been edited using CRISPR. And those babies will be on sale at Walmart starting next week. You'll be able to buy those babies for some appropriate price. Maybe they'll be in products. Maybe they'll be in skincare products after they get chopped up. It's pretty fucking terrible, the world we're living in now. Cocaine eels and babies being genetically edited. What the fuck? So yes, the Chinese have admitted that renegade scientist who's likely dead was in fact editing babies in their DNA. It's pretty terrible. But conveniently, sometime in the next few weeks, you'll be able to go to Walmart and, yeah, there'll be something on sale in the meat aisle. The next topic is there's a documentary playing at Sundance, or has been playing at Sundance, called Hail Satan. It's kind of the coming out documentary for Satanists of the, what is it, the Satanic Temple, TST? They don't want to call it the Satanic Temple, they call it TST. That's usually a shorthand in the software circles for test, but hey, that's the Satanic Temple. And yeah, the documentary, I was reading a review of it. I won't watch it, but the reviewer said, you know, it was really interesting how human and how normal and intelligent and wonderful these Satanists are. These Satanists are so wonderful. They're like, you know, nice, normal people. They just worship the devil. Yeah, they worship Baphomet and the devil and Satan, but don't worry, because Christians are the ones that really suck, right? Isn't that true? Well, anyways, Hail Satan. Coming to a theater near you, likely Netflix pretty soon, because, you know, Netflix pretty much is about bullshit. So yes, the devil is quite happy. This documentary called Hail Satan is quite respectful to Satanists and their intelligence and wisdom and how they're totally, you know, more grounded than any of the crazy Christians who simply, the real Christians, just want to, you know, spread the evils of peace and love and respect for each other and, you know, respect for God. The next topic related is the Pope. Yeah, the Pope. The Pope has an app for your phone that allows you to click a button. And I don't know if it's click to pray, you know, click to pay pray. I don't know if it's a pay for pray thing, but supposedly it's an app that helps you with prayer. I don't need an app for that. And I'm convinced that if you need an app for prayer, that's probably related to the Satanic Temple. Yeah, so there's an app from the papacy that allows you to click a button that either tells you how to pray or prays for you. I was kind of disgusted enough. I didn't want to learn more than that. And, you know, last but not least, maybe not the last topic, but close to last, I went to the food bank today. And unlike most times in the last couple months, most of the food I got wasn't rotten. It was actually kind of okay. So yeah, I went to the food bank and I got some rice and some dried beans and some fruit that actually was actually not rotten yet. And I got some milk that was just shy of its expiration that tasted quite good compared to the cups of rice I've had in the last week or so. And don't cry a river over me, because keep in mind, I'm still about 50 pounds overweight, maybe 60 pounds. Yeah, at least 60 pounds overweight. So cry no rivers. I need to suffer from the Venezuela diet. I'm going to call it the Venezuela diet. If I actually lose another 60 pounds, I'm going to call it the Venezuelan diet plan. But if I do get work tomorrow, and I'm hoping I do, working some type of construction job, I'm really fucking hopeful. If that happens, maybe I'll lose weight and maybe I'll be able to afford food at the grocery store again. It's a fantasy, but it's one worth clinging on to. And yeah, so along with the various stuff I got there, I got this bag of stuff called the Sunrise Mesa cereal. Now, I must say, I don't know if I've ever seen Sunrise Mesa cereal. I think this is agricultural department stuff, essentially what's left over when the farmers are done feeding the cattle and the pigs, and then they divvy up what they have left because, you know, they get all those farmer subsidies, so they got to give something back. So I got a couple bags of Sunrise Mesa cereal, and the good news is most of the chunks of cereal are only half moldy. And, you know, I put it into what I call the category of, you know, you gotta eat. I have a category now, based upon my visits to the food bank, called you gotta eat. Everyone's gotta eat. So if it's dry good, why not treat it as what I would call, you know, poor man prepping. Stick it someplace dry, because if you gotta eat, you're gonna eat the Sunrise Mesa cereal, moldy or not. Sure, it smelled like diesel. It kind of tasted like diesel. There's a good chance that this cereal fell off the back of a train someplace in Nebraska near a shale site, near a fracking site, probably, you know, one of Warren Buffett's tankers flipped over. So yes, if you go down the aisle and you ever see Sunrise Mesa cereal on sale, I would place that food stuff in the same category as the Nally's Tamales. It is edible, but and I would say, actually, unlike Nally's Tamales, I don't think it'll kill you. Nally's Tamales, if you do a can a day, you'll be dead in 30 days, but the Sunrise Mesa cereal will keep you alive. Diesel smell and mold aside, it will keep you alive just long enough to watch those nukes going off in the horizon. Yeah, so last topic for tonight, because I've been in a weird place. I've been watching a lot of videos. Maybe not the last topic. I've been in a dark place. If you follow my podcast, you'll notice this. I'm actually slightly in a good mood today, but I think it's because I've had some more nutrition than I've had in the last couple weeks. And that helps, you know, being able to eat like food that contains vitamins or food that isn't just rice and soy sauce. It's something that gives you more of a pep. I had a little bit of caffeine too. I hadn't had any coffee in a couple weeks, so, well, maybe it was a week. Well, here's the thing, I'm complaining. You know, it's not like I'm in Leningrad in 1942 where somebody hands you the magical stew and says, listen, do you know what's in here? And I said, stew, and you're right, but that's spelled S-T-U. Stu was walking down the street, and a couple of Russians came up from behind. Stu was walking down the street in 1942 in Leningrad, and a couple of Russians named Ivan and Boris hit him over the head with a, you know, a sock filled with whatever rocks. So, yeah, all my complaints aside, I have a few more months before I would die of starvation. And American poverty, if we're being blunt, is light years above worldwide poverty. But it is all relative. You know, it is. It actually is. I tend to agree with what Professor Davies said in his famous 1962 paper. Toward a theory of revolution, it was Davies' conclusion that essentially societies that are historically poor and remain historically poor don't tend to have chaos and revolutions. And societies that are historically rich and stay historically rich over time, they don't tend to have revolutions. But, you know, every once in a while you have a society, you know, a group of people where they experience a rapid growth in average wealth and, you know, whatever, and then experience a setback. And the thing about setbacks, it doesn't matter if you're a French peasant in 1789 that you're better off than a French peasant in 1689. That's not what you're seeing. Don't be a fucking moron. You're looking down a cliff. You're doing what they used to call, when I was in the military, Australian rappelling, where you're going face down a cliff. It doesn't matter if on the other side of the mountain there were people that lived further down. That's not how you think, you stupid fuck. And so when our expectations in reality begin diverging at an exponential rate, according to Davies, that's when you have chaos. And if I look at China and the United States and the whole fucking world today, yeah, I think chaos is beginning to rear its ugly fucking head. So all my complaints aside about it, but yeah, I got some decent food at the food bank today. And so that's actually good news. It got me into a good mood. It's not as good as somebody saying, hey, Dan, I'm going to take you to Dick's and buy you some cheeseburgers. Although if you're not from Seattle, that probably sounds like a gay pickup line. So yeah, I didn't get to go to Dick's and get some cheeseburgers, but I got some rice and some dried beans and, you know, a couple bags of the Sunrise Mesa cereal / horse feed that smells of diesel and is half moldy. I got a bunch of more or less still edible apples and oranges and shit, man, I got a whole carton of fucking milk. And that's really good news. It is really good news. Get all that? I mean, is this the last topic? It might be. Maybe it's not. But the next topic has to do with my retirement plan. Just to keep in line with my, you know, the whole issue of where I've been, the darkness and whatnot, I put together my retirement plan yesterday. I had an extra length of 15 feet of Ethernet cable, and if you don't know where I live in a micro studio in Little Saigon. It's very small, but it does have one feature. It has a very high ceiling, and you actually sleep above the bathroom. And it's got a little, you know, submarine-style ladder that you go up every night. But better yet, it almost looks like a gallows. In fact, if you have 15 feet of Ethernet, you know, cable, as I did, and it is load-bearing, that fence up there, you actually have your own gallows. So I erected my retirement plan. Yesterday. I think everywhere I live from now on, I'm going to call it my retirement plan. If you get to the point where you just can't take it anymore, you get to retire. In this particular case, you know, it's a little length of Ethernet, you know, hooked up to a load-bearing metal fence up there. It's a nice little drop, actually. It's a perfect little mini gallows to go with my micro studio. And I call it my retirement plan. I know that's very dark. That's extremely dark. I don't even know what to say. I almost feel like I should change the instrument here because that was really fucking dark, but I don't know what to say about it. It's like, what do you say? Oh, that's better. Yes, every day now, from now on, I can look at my retirement plan. I can sit in my chair. And before I go to sleep, I can judge myself. And if I judge myself worthy, If I judge myself worthy, I can go to sleep. But if I judge myself unworthy, If I judge myself unworthy, I can, you know, implement my retirement plan. And I know that's terrible, but just so you know, I'm actually in a good mood right now. So my retirement man, my retirement man, fuck, that sounds, you know, it's, the closer I am to Broadway, the gayer I sound. But my retirement plan, and before I go too far, Broadway is a street, an avenue in Seattle. I'm not homophobic. I'm also not gay. No, I'm not gay. I'm not homophobic. I'm neither. But yes, indeed. I constructed my retirement plan yesterday. I put it up there. I made my noose. And if things get bad enough, I'll always have it there. It's almost, it feels almost like a security blanket now. It's terrible because as a Christian, I know if I ever implement my retirement plan, I know where I'm retiring to. If I ever implement my retirement plan, there's only one place for me to go. And that's H-E double toothpicks. But the good news is there's lots of people I'll meet there, like Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, probably all the Rockefellers that are dead, and the Rothschilds, they're down there cooking and boiling acid. You know, a whole list. General LeMay. I'll probably have conversations with General LeMay as we both boil in fiery acid, the fiery acid hot tub with giant metallic corn cobs shoved up our assholes. But yes, my retirement plan is fully intact, unlike all those pensioners. And I think that's all the topics for tonight. I know that's a dark note to leave things on, but it's actually kind of optimistic. I don't feel like retiring today. I don't think I'll be retiring tomorrow. And if I actually get work tomorrow, I might not be retiring for a while again. And that's good news. It's good news. I got food today. That's good news. That's really good news. I've got a retirement plan, but I'm not ready to retire. I've got the food and the vegetables, right? That's good news. I've got my health. My health is kind of okay. And if I do some manual labor, maybe I'll get healthier. Maybe I'll even get, you know, for a 50-year-old man, sexy enough that I might actually get laid again. Probably some chick at a bar. Probably some chick at a bar who just bought some facial cream made of genetically edited babies from China. She probably just got back from a you know, sushi place that only sells cocaine-addled eels. But yeah. Anyways, this is Little Saigon Report, like I said, and I'm signing off. I'm hoping to be in a better mood as the days go by. If I'm actually able to afford a little beer and a little weed, that'll probably act as a buttress against the forces of darkness. And no, as a Christian, I don't intend to hurt myself or harm myself, and I definitely don't intend to harm anyone else. But I am being honest. I am being blunt. When you get to this age in life, you're looking out into the darkness, and you say to yourself, what do you have to look forward to? And if the answer is more of this bullshit, but only worse, more of this bullshit, but only worse, well, I believe there are choices there to be made. Good night.